This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast. And we're back with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Danny. Serene, it's time we arm wrestle because you're looking intimidating.
You're going to win. Men always win.
No. We already learned it. I know you're so timid and shy about this, but you love putting us on the spot. I'm going to put you on the spot. You're curling 25-pound barbells, and it's disgusting to me because that's really hard. Every day, I have two 25-pound barbells.
Dumbbells.
Yeah. In my office, and I pick them
up.
Is that
your goal?
And as I struggle, I picture you just like, yeah, mate, I just work out just normally with these, and it's just part of my week, and it's infuriating. Can we arm wrestle?
Well, don't worry. I'm not
going to win.
I'm not at 25.
I hope we don't arm wrestle because I just realized I might lose.
No, you're going to win.
And that will never not be on the internet in perpetuity.
Nah.
Hey, Danny, you know, you all come. Last week was with Arden. It's a new fresh week for all our listeners and viewers. It's the same day for us.
Same toothpick.
I know. That's what I'm asking. Could you please not?
It's the crustiest. I have gnawed on this for like 3 hours at this point, and like splinters are getting into my gums.
Are you like one of those ones that like the flavored toothpicks? You know,
no, it's an anxiety tool at this point.
I know, really.
Because I drank an energy drink and I'm feeling upset.
I just need to not have the toothpick. Hey. We've only got about 30. I'm sorry.
So you're doing that to Danny because you couldn't say that to your husband. It wasn't very empowered of you.
No, I know. I can say all the things to Danny.
Oh, does he? He's a toothpick man?
No, it's just that it was such a non-wife thing to say, like, I just can't have the toothpick. It's just
But you're okay. I can do that to you because you're not my husband.
Yeah,
so.
I can fill in that void of what you can't say to him.
Exactly.
Yeah, just take it out of me.
We got this question and I want to cover it. This is going to be a very practical party.
Let's get to it.
We're supposed to be over by, Leslie says, in about half an hour.
Let's go.
Yeah,
the
Pearl's
crew's
gonna be
getting
boss of this
antsy.
Party.
I'm the bossy. Hey,
she might hardly let us put
Pearl
our words in
and
there.
Could Pearl and Serene cover vegetarian/vegan sources of protein as well? She says, I know there are some that need them, and knowing what sources of vegan protein contains leucine for muscle growth would be helpful.
I thought we've covered this.
No, we haven't. We've never done a whole party
on it. Is it leucine or leucine?
Body. Is it?
So, I say
Lucine. I change it up.
Google.
Just in case.
How do we spell it?
L-E-U-C-I-N-A. I-N-E.
Lucine pronunciation. I hope it's Lucine.
I don't
know. It's not Lucine. It can't be.
Lucine, Lucine. I mean, you know, you get it right half the time.
Hold on. Let's listen. Here she goes.
Here she goes.
Lucine.
It's Lucine.
You're right, Dan.
It sounded too much like a person's name.
Yeah, but
name.
That's American. It's like you guys say tuna and I say tuna.
Oh,
yeah.
So you might say Lucine.
Yeah, so we can say it really however we want.
You do
and
your
if
life.
We're wrong, we'll say no, but that's the way we say it.
Yeah, we're from the motherland or wherever you're from.
So I think Serene and I will mostly agree with this party, but we're going to have our differences. And Serene, I'm a protein nerd. Serene is a protein super geek. You cannot get more geeky than Serene. So what I say might be not geeky enough for her, and then she'll chime in and she's like, no, Pearl, that's not enough, blah, blah, blah. But I just
want
to make
what you
want to
do in life. If you just want to be a regular human,
yeah,
then I'm sure it'll be fine, you know, to eat the most leucine-rich plant foods and try and choose them in the most bioavailable kind of way. But I just, it's... You know, if you're going
to
be
I didn't invite you to say that yet. So you'll be, you can talk when you're invited to say. But
yes,
I'm
okay,
leading the
Mr.
Party.
Barrett.
Okay. So we need to cover protein first. The basics of protein, which we have done, but that still applies when we're talking about plant protein, right? So to maintain your lean muscle mass after the age of 30, you need 25 grams per meal and snack. We all know that. It's all covered. It's scientifically covered. We're
not
talking leucine yet, but we're not going there.
Yeah, but it's not as simple as that. Because if your 25 grams of protein does not have anabolic amino acids in it, then you probably need more.
I know, but I'm not going there yet.
Okay.
Before you go anywhere, could I ask a couple practical everyday protein sources? For instance, beans, steak. I'm always just like, where's my protein? But I'm like, what's in protein? I always think steak, and I'm like, I'm not making a steak right now.
Well, that's what we're discussing here today. The whole idea of this that I wanted to bring is...
Can I just bow out now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
And then could I just ask you when I want you? Could you?
I don't know.
Are you, Danny?
I'm thinking that I'm bowing out, but then I might.
I just want to make this party make sense, be practical, because, you know, I'm the one that's going to see receive everything and all the, like, the kind of questions about it.
Can I put a teenage rebellious face on?
Yes. And you too. You can do it.
My teens pout.
You know.
I didn't see it as pouting. Like, do we always
have
real.
To? This is the question
it's
that I've real. Even asked myself. Do we always have to have meat in our meals? Can plant protein do it for us sometimes?
Well, there's animal foods and that aren't meat.
I'm not asking you. These are the questions I ask myself.
Don't interrupt Mr. Barrett again.
Do I have to always bring in chicken breast, or can I just have some lovely beans or tofu or tempeh? And these, it's quite the dilemma for those of us that are seeking to retain our lean body mass.
I do want
to
butt in and say, I am speaking from a person who was not just vegetarian, not just vegan, but was raw plant vegan for like I only ate the raw sauces.
You lost your teeth.
I'm talking hardcore, staunch, dogmatic, fought and debated over the subject.
Molars.
On the side of the vegan. And so I'm just washed up and come out the other side, and I've got strong opinions.
I know, and whatever you do is very extreme. And I love that for you, and your extreme works, this extreme works for you. You have built a glorious physique of muscle.
What happened at the end
you
of
my vegan?
You built
a booty.
What happened at the end of my vegan? What happened to my body?
Vegan, your vegan
it.
Body, you lost all your muscle mass. You even got cellulite on your arms.
But did I still
you
work
lost
out?
Your bum.
Did yes. I still work out? I worked out hours every
so
day.
So you were working out whilst vegan?
Yeah.
And yeah, well, lots of vegans ooh. Work out. Listen, here's what I want to say. There's a beautiful balance we can come to here, because I believe, and I think you do too, Serena, and this is all going to be outlined in our Trim Healthy Wisdom book where Serena and I come to common ground. It's very hard to come to common ground in a podcast because we're so back and forth. Our common ground is laid out very neatly in our book, Trim Healthy Wisdom, but we're just going to bring it here as best as we can. She believes a little more like violently than I do that your protein must always be very bioavailable. And I do agree with that, but we live in a real world. So
that being said, I probably eat no more meat than you do.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. Can you eat some plant protein? Is plant protein worth anything? Is it good for us? Should we be including it? And to all those, I would say yes.
But
yes,
you're talking about powdered form so that it's concentrate.
No, I'm
you mean eating
right
plants?
Now, well, let's talk about powdered forms later.
Okay.
Let's just talk about your plant proteins. Let's say first, what are they? What are your plant proteins?
Beans.
Lentils.
Those legume pulses.
Okay, so you got beans, you got lentils, you got tempeh, you've got tofu,
yeah,
and you've got, well, edamame is beans.
Okay.
That's about
we're not
going to
call
it.
Peanut butter plant protein
because
it's got
enough.
More fat than protein.
Quinoa has protein. It's not really enough.
Yeah, but you know what those beans? I just call them carbohydrates.
You do, but they're not. Don't confuse people. There's 20 grams of protein in a cup. Yeah. So
the powderized plant protein is coming probably from beans. I always pictured it coming out of like leafy greens.
Well, it comes from seeds, like your hemp seed or your pea or your quinoa. It comes from very many different sources.
Peanuts?
Sometimes, yeah.
But if I'm going to have plant protein myself, I'm going to mix it with a little animal.
Okay, but look, don't even go there yet. Stop messing me up. And I'm sorry for like being mean to my little sister, but Mr.
Barrett
wants to direct this and she's got like a formula.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes on your things, you have formula and I let you do it.
Good, great, great. Yeah.
Okay. Submit.
Okay. So, so we've got these things, tempeh, tofu, edamame, lentils, and beans. And these are your highest sources of plant protein. And we both highly encourage them. Because why? They've got so many health benefits. They methylate our bodies, right? So that means that if we have any problems with homocysteine or those things that can make us toxic, it gets things going. It changes our DNA to be much more disease resistant. And it gives us polyphenols, and it gives us that nice balance between plant and animal foods, which we should all have. But we need to bring in a caution, and this is where Serena and I really agree. There's a study that came out, a 2021 study published in the Journal of Nutrition. It included 107 women and 29 men, and looked at different plant to animal protein ratios. This wasn't with protein powders. This was with protein foods. They gave three different categories. They put people on a plant category where they had 70% of their protein coming from plant sources. They put people in an animal category where only 30% came from plant sources, 70% was animal, and then they had a 50-50 group. What happened? They wanted to find out what happened with...
Were they doing the same form of exercise?
I think everything was the same other than these things. Yes, nothing was changed up. They wanted to see what would happen with bones. Now, whenever we see something happening with bones, we always know that something is happening to the muscle. Because you cannot grow bones without also growing muscle. The two are intertwined. Right. So after 12 weeks, the plant group, which was 70% plant, showed increased markers of bone reabsorption and formation, indicating a possible risk for bone health.
Reabsorption, I mean, the bone was getting less dense. It was it was getting more fragile.
So now that is when you have only 30% animal. In the 50-50, they didn't see these problems. And in the 70-30, which to me is beautiful, you've still got 30% plant sources, which is quite a lot. It's robust. And you got 70% animal. They didn't see anything like that. It was really
fist
good.
Fist pump me, sis. But okay, can I say something? Yeah. In that 70-30, it would allow me to celebrate those plant proteins more as a carb, kind of as a protein, but finish them off with the strength of an animal protein in that meal. So I wasn't having to be heavy animal. I was being, you know, I was gracing the animal with some plant stuff.
Yeah.
That allows for that.
Yeah, sure. And I know you're always going to be nerdy and do that. I'm okay with just sometimes full plant protein because...
Like just having lentil soup with no chicken breast in it?
Maybe I'll just have some essential on the side. I'm more nerdy than I used to be.
That's
maybe I just won't, and that's okay with me, but we both take different sides. But I'll take away, I think, from this study, and it's a...
If you worked out that day, you wouldn't do
no,
that.
No, it's a reputable study, but I think our takeaway is plant protein has its place. And it can be quite a substantial place, right?
30%.
Yeah, or even up to 50, but I love it. And I think that's a beautiful balance. And now science shows that you can have a beautiful balance, but you can't take animal out.
No. Could I take one of your powders, like the plant protein or the amino acids, probably more likely? And although the aminos kind of have a citrusy taste to them.
Yeah, the aminos have citrus.
So maybe not aminos. But, and just like shake on like any meal.
You
I
could
choose.
Just have it in water on the side, yeah, even though it has
shake,
a citrus
shake's
flavor.
Going to give it a bit of a hempy taste.
And all of that. I say, I often have a plant-only meal, but it's nerdified by our optimized proteins. Because if I have oatmeal in the morning, I'll often just have essential on the side.
Right.
I'm not saying that my oatmeal is enough, you see.
Well, that's what I need to do.
Oats do have protein.
I need to have that little glass just with if the meal isn't strong, isn't getting the 25 grams in.
Yeah.
Just throw a dash of the aminos are 90 grams. So yeah. I could even go with a couple dunks.
Just shove some in water if you're not sure. That's our hack, right? As soon as we have enough aminos in, we keep selling out. Keep them and shove some in some water. And whenever you're not sure, just drink some
with
your meal.
What did I do on the cruise, Pearl, when I saw that little vegetarian section on the buffet? I was like, at that place, no, the little bean burgers and everything. Because I've got the taste of it because I lived that for so long. So I love to celebrate those forms of foods, but I always had an essential on the side.
Hey, hold on. I just realized that I'm angry with you. I keep getting emails, all these beautiful educational emails about the amino acids and how powerful and everything. I click the link and they're sold out.
I know.
You got to drive out to the cafe and my Breezy will hold some aside for you.
I'm sorry. Eventually we will have enough in stock, but we have a bigger demand than we have stock and we keep ordering more and they keep selling out, but we will get there.
Like day
patience
up. Like
with us, everybody.
I got an email and within 60 seconds I clicked the link.
Dan, just text my daughter and just say next time they come to the cafe, put one aside for me or three.
Okay.
Okay. So if you don't mind, I just want to read a few things. We're reading kind of from our book. But I want to answer this woman's questions. So what plants foods do give you, even if it's not quite enough bioavailable for Serene, what does give you 20 to 25 grams of protein? So tofu, tempeh, about 4 to 5 ounces give you these. If you do a full cup of beans.
Do they have 3 grams of lutein in there, though?
Yes, they do. They say they do. But we're not going to talk about lutein yet. We're going to talk about lutein later. Yeah,
you
on paper
on,
they do.
Show me on the pack.
I will. Beans and lentils have about 20 grams per pack cup. But let me say this. They're not a complete protein. They are missing methionine and they only have trace amounts of cysteine. Anything that's not a complete protein cannot fuel your muscle mass. So it's good protein, good for many other things in your body.
Does rice make it complete?
Yes, it does. But you have to have so much. You're getting so many carbs now that you have joined quite large amounts of rice with quite large amounts of beans. And many
still
people's
not
blood
as
sugar.
Bioavailable.
It's not but many people's me, blood sugar can't handle it, but maybe you
you'd
can.
You'd be too full by then, though, you see.
A cup of beans sounds
and they're
like.
And they're not as bioavailable. I know, but to make it complete, okay. To actually make those missing amino acids be in their anabolic amounts.
Okay.
Now, there is a hack. Piles of rice. If you want to sprout lentils, actually black sprouted lentils,
and
it pulls
don't.
Up the tryptophan. And the cysteine, and they become complete proteins. You can buy black sprouted lentils.
Oh.
They are a complete protein. And if you want to make lentil soup with them, Autumn buys them all the time and makes our lentil soup. So it is a complete protein.
But they're not as bioavailable.
They're not as bioavailable as meat, but they, and they're also still lower in lutein. And we're going to talk about lutein in a minute. So what are we going on about this lutein business? Serena, I'll let you talk about the reasons for lutein. Big sister will let you. Why do we care about lutein?
Lutein is the boss of your muscles. So basically, it's the trigger. It is the amino. It's an amino acid. It's an essential amino acid. There's 9 essential amino acids, which means you cannot make them inside of your body. You need to take them in by food. And lutein is the trigger to muscle synthesis. It's the, can you imagine? It's like the trigger on the gun or the foreman of a job saying, get to work, make some muscle. Great. Who's going to make the muscle, right? So a foreman always has little minions that run around, you know, little Mexican.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, yeah. No, no.
Go ahead.
No,
Serene.
Do it.
Go ahead.
Little dance to go around, medium-sized dance to go and build that muscle, right?
Oh, good.
Oh.
Oh, we just lost 79% of our podcast listeners.
Hold on a second.
I did that on purpose.
Dad? Do you have an extra sombrero? Because we're going to need it for our siesta after lunch today. Oh, are your cousins all on the job site? All of them?
Hey, listen.
Oh, wait. Is there a room at the house or is there like 20 people all living together?
Leslie Belgium.
I did it on purpose, Dan, for fun. But in all fairness, I think your culture is some of the most smartest people in the world.
In all fairness, she's got friends who are Mexicans.
But guess what? They're the best workers in the world. I tell you, culturally, you're the best workers in the world.
Stereotypes.
Better than the Chinese?
Just keep
them coming. Best workers in the world.
Better than the Chinese?
Anyway, so the workers have to get it done, and they're the other essential amino acids, right? Yeah. So we want about 3 grams of lutein to actually be the correct trigger or to be the right kind of bossy foreman to get the job done. We need the other essential amino acids to actually build the muscle.
Hey, camera's on you now. Cuts back to me. I'm in a full Aztec garb. I have a sombrero and I'm like, bring, bring, bring.
Mazatlan.
Nobody like that. I wish we could create that somehow.
They can like hyperexpose it over you. Hey, all right. So why did I ask Serene to explain lutein? Because the animal kingdom is rich in lutein. The plant kingdom is lacking in lutein. Now, it has some, but this is why we can't...
Doesn't have foreman amounts.
No, but this is why we can't just rely on just the plant kingdom, unless you do things with the plant kingdom, which we'll talk about
soon.
And
it doesn't have enough of the workers to build the muscle that the foreman lutein's telling them to build, right? You need enough of the supportive other... let's say other 6 amino acids, because lutein is part of the branch chain, lutein, isoleucine, and valine. And they are all kind of somewhat of a trigger, lutein being the most. But we need the others. And plant doesn't really have enough of the supportive. It has some and not enough of the trigger.
Yeah. So, but I think when people hear that, there is an extreme that can happen and people start to look down on plant proteins.
I call myself a meat-eating vegan. Yeah. I live on plants too.
Right, but what I'm saying is for our general listenership and viewership, upon hearing this, we don't want you to go and think, well, I'm not going to have my lentil soup anymore because just chicken is
more
lutein.
Have your lentil and just shove a little chicken in it. My point is I spent my half of my life, 3/4 of my life, dissing a certain thing. And being exclusive in my diet. And I'm actually very all about inclusiveness. I'm not saying don't eat plants. I'm saying plant is not for me. I don't eat plant to build muscle. I eat plant because God made it and said it was great. And it's got some amazing, incredible antioxidants and amazing things in it that that meat could never give to me.
Yes.
And so, but I just don't eat it for my muscle. I mean, I'm sure it helps a little bit, but it's just, I do it for other reasons. You don't have to do everything for muscle.
No, exactly. But because we're at this age where, you know, we're contending for muscle, because after the age of 30, we lose it every year. And then when we get into perimenopause as women, postmenopause, it's like a freight train of muscle loss.
Right. But still, there's other reasons I can eat plant other than muscle.
Yeah, exactly. So in our book, we go into when you just need to start getting an automatic kind of idea in your head of what foods have lutein.
Do you enjoy showers?
Ooh. Yes.
Do you enjoy bath?
Yes.
You don't do it for your muscles.
No.
You still enjoy it. And you still do it every day. I have a shower every day, or if not twice a day.
Right.
Right. So have plants every day.
I love when pearls.
Enjoy them. Celebrate them. But you just don't have to see it as anything to do with muscle.
This is why, you know, we have so many people that adore our podcast and so many haters.
Yeah, but I love isn't it. That a good point, though? Isn't that a great point?
Yeah.
I love it.
Don't have to put it under the muscle category. Plant, for me, doesn't fit under there. But I still have it in my life for every other reason.
Hey, when Mr. Barrett's freight train gets derailed by you, it's just the best because she's trying so hard she keeps like going back to her notes and she's like holding on to the last thing she said and looking at you and giving the and then when she can't take it anymore, she has this little noise that's so precious. She's just worn out completely. It is so fun.
I know, but you see, I'm all about plant with you, Pearl, and I want to tell this lovely lady who wrote in, let's be all about plants.
Okay.
Like we're all about
showers. I just wanted to tell her in a way that was very
I just don't want to
clear into the point.
I don't want to lead her away and say do plant for muscle.
Trim Healthy Mama product news and notes.
You know, we have been talking about lifting heavy and working out a lot this last year. We've been on about it. Well, in January, we are starting a new YouTube membership option. And one of the features of the YouTube membership that we are really excited, drumroll please, Pearl and I are going to be doing new workout videos. I know you've been asking for it. We are ready to bring it.
Yeah, so no matter what stage you're in and how much time you have in your schedule, we are going to make these workouts right for you. I have some workouts that they're pretty quick. They are lifting heavy and absolutely regaining your lean body mass within 25 minutes. And Serene here, well, she does everything a bit longer, so hers are 45 minutes. But we also have a 10-minute version for when your life is crazy. There is no excuse. They're fun. They're challenging. They make impact. They turn your life around.
And to access this, once you get your YouTube membership, you'll have unlimited access and then you can work out with us.
And we'll be bringing you workouts frequently.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
No, and I'm not saying that you should because you shouldn't. But back to lutein. I think people should kind of have a knowledge in their head of what foods include it and what foods don't, what foods have some but need a little more. And so we have three categories and we share these in our book, but I'll quickly go through them now, okay? So you've got your fully covered basic foods. And when you're eating, you know, just moderate portions of these, 4 to 6 ounces of meat, you're fully covered. You don't need to go seek a protein powder or pour essential on your meal or in your water. You don't even have to worry about that. So what are they, okay? Fully covered. You got your muscle boss. He's telling the minions to do their work. 4 to 6 ounces meat of fish. 2 eggs plus half a cup of egg whites. Or you can do 4 eggs, but many of us are not the place where we can burn 4 eggs.
I always forget about fish.
Yeah, 1 cup cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese.
2 cups of kefir. 2 cups might be too much if you're desiring fat loss. So you can just drain out the whey.
Essential and kefir is so yum. I know.
1 full cup of egg whites for an E. Beautiful. As we said, 4 eggs can do it. 5 to 6 ounces on paper of tofu or tempeh has enough lutein. Serene doesn't believe this. I do.
What's tofu?
Tofu,
which is not as bioavailable, so I'm not sure if it's really 3 grams, if I'm really getting 1 3/4.
Because plant protein is not, the body doesn't absorb it quite as well. She's just concerned, so she does as extra.
If I'm going to spend an hour in the gym, I'm just not going to be like, I guess this will be enough. Like, I'm just going to make sure.
Yeah, but what is tofu?
Tofu is it's made from the milk of
soybeans,
and it is kind of like yogurt to is to milk.
But it's like a hardened
Indian
cube.
Cheese.
Yeah. Cheese is to milk. Kind of cottage cheese tofu, but it's from a plant source. Yeah. Soybeans.
Feels like a sponge.
1 cup cooked and shelled edamame on paper has enough. You can either believe that or not.
Edamame.
That's up to you. Love edamame.
I love edamame.
Is it complete protein?
Yes. Edamame is a complete protein.
Without rice.
Yeah, without rice.
Serene's zipping her lip.
Yeah, on paper it is, but she can't dispute that. So,
well, they're not saying it. They will. You can find a study right next to it to say it's not as bioavailable, so you won't be having all of that.
But on paper it has all the essential amino acids to be called complete. So does quinoa, and yet the protein's only 9 grams for a cup. That's not enough, but it is complete.
On paper, I could be very mature as a co-host.
But in reality, she's not. Okay, good. Now what? Now let's talk about protein powders, because this is so important.
You're doing a great job, Pearl.
Thank you.
I'm blown away.
There are probably tens of millions, I would say hundreds of millions of people, and it's so sad, doing workouts, living an active life, and then going to Amazon and buying, you know, the most popular plant protein there because, like, I gotta fuel my muscles.
Yep.
What's happening?
Tell us.
Let's be, okay, so they're not getting their leucine. Mm. Okay, so what plant proteins
sometimes
or proteins
to get their leucine, you have to, like, it's like chalk going down the thickest.
Yeah.
What protein powders do have that 3 grams or minimum 2? You need 2, okay? Minimum, but 3 is better.
Okay.
Okay, what do they have? Well, we know full serving of our essential amino acids. You can use another brand if it's wisely formulated.
If it has leucine.
If it's supposed to have the 2 to 3 grams, some EAAs don't have it.
The problem
is... Not if it just has leucine.
Yeah.
Because you can go get a branch chain, which is leucine, isoleucine, and valine, just that, and it can have 3 grams. But without the support of minions, your body will have... Your muscle will break down the muscle to get the supportive to build back up. So it'll be catabolic.
That's where people need to know the science, because I get quite... And that's why I have this luxury of just going, Serene Pearl, tell me. But, like, I'll be on Amazon, like, when you're out of stock, I'll be on Amazon, and then I'll start looking, and I'm getting ready because I'm like, ooh, I found a good deal.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, what am I thinking? I've been trained. Let me turn that thing around on the back, and then I start to see stuff. I might even see leucine. But then my overanalytical brain is like, but how much, and is it in the right proportions? And
so most vegan plant protein powders out there, the most popular ones, do not have 2 grams of leucine, let alone 3.
They have
about 1 something.
Dude.
So now,
for a third of a cup.
Just to be able to advertise it.
Yeah.
They'll drop a drop.
To be a complete protein, they have to have leucine anyway, because it's one of the 9 essential amino acids. So many of them say complete protein, but the leucine will be too low for muscle synthesis.
Yes.
So.
God.
All right. Now, if you want an essential, an EAA formula, and ours is often sold out, and we're sorry for that. Hold on, let me finish this. Mm. Write to the manufacturer. Ask what the leucine content is. It needs to be between 2 and 3 grams.
And then you have to see that it's actually an EAA product, not a branch chain amino acid product.
I'm never going to do
that.
So
you basically want EAAs that are leucine heavy. You don't want just a branch chain, because then in the other EAAs, the essential amino acids aren't there.
All right. So now we're still on to plant-based proteins, okay? So
you're doing good.
Pea protein is the only one out of all the plant protein powders that has minimum enough leucine. It has 2 grams for a serving.
A third of a cup.
A serving is a third of a cup, 6 tablespoons.
And when you add water to it, it swells.
Pea protein.
It feels a lot.
Bigger.
But if you decide, I just really can't do whey, and I can't get hold of Serena's pearls, you know, I don't want their optimized plant protein, which we've optimized with 3 grams. I just want to do what's on Amazon. Get yourself pea, because you could get yourself all these combined proteins. You can do pea combined with brown rice, combined with quinoa. Look at the nutrition panel. It's not going to say 2 to 3, you want 3, it's just going to say 1 point something, but pea by itself is the highest.
We're not even talking bioavailability here, we've even removed that.
Yeah,
if we're just saying, hey, on paper, pea has enough if you use 6 tablespoons, and it's the minimum of enough, but it does have enough.
6 tablespoons is a lot when you're trying to add it to your little 3/4 cup of oatmeal.
Yeah, I found that to be an interesting thing, because this was like early days of even this podcast, and I was needing a plant. I couldn't do
whey.
Couldn't do whey. And I think before we had a plant protein. Mm-hmm. And I ordered some, which I still have the bag. And my just, it was so, you had to put just two scoops. Well, the scoops are like this tall and this round.
Yes.
And like, to where it wasn't chalk going, like a thickening chalk going down my mouth. I mean, you had to put it in like a borderline gallon jug. And I was just like, this is so.
And that's the thing. To actually get the trigger, you have to consume that lutein within the meal. If people were like, well, I'm going to get it, I'll just sip on that big, huge thing all day long.
All week, actually.
Sorry, that's so like, much. Doesn't cut it. It has to be within a certain time.
But, you know, we speak, some of our viewers here are in Australia, New Zealand, UK, all over the world, right? And maybe they can't get our products, and maybe they can't do whey. They have they just can't do whey. So we need to tell them that there's an alternative. Get pee.
Yeah.
It will be your best shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
And just tell yourself you love it.
Yeah. And it's going to do good for you. Okay. That's so
the brain game.
Now, whey, let's talk about whey, because it of all protein powders standing on its own, whey has some great essential amino acids, and it has
enough. It's the most bioavailable of the protein powders. We're not talking EAAs.
In a quarter
here.
A cup. We're
talking about the whole food one.
It has 2 grams of lutein. Okay. Now, 3 is better. That's why we're optimizing our whey to bring it to 3. Because if you go up to a third of a cup, you're increasing calories, and it's just a lot of whey, but you can do it.
Oh yeah. And also, it depends. If you're at goal weight and you're working out hard in the gym, you can do a third of a cup easy.
Absolutely. Okay, so now that we've got protein powders out of the way, I want to talk about just some foods that have some lutein, good, but they just need a bit more. So you just do that side thing that we're talking about. Or if they're vegetarian, vegan, then you just do that little bit of meat that Serene's talking about.
You already mentioned the eggs.
Yeah.
Because that's one. Because sometimes, you know, I don't have egg whites, and I don't necessarily, sometimes I'll do the 4 bloomin' eggs on a piece of sourdough bread, right? But sometimes I'm just like, oh, that's just a lot. I'll just have my 2 or 3 and then just have some essential on the side, or just have some 2 tablespoons of whey, you know, on the side. Eggs is one.
I jumped into this too quick. I'm so sorry, everyone. Can I go back to powders for a minute? Collagen.
Oh, yes.
Collagen's great for skin, hair, nails, immune system. The list is so long we couldn't even count. Okay, amazing stuff. It's not a complete protein by itself, and it doesn't have hardly any lutein. So it won't fuel your
it's
muscles.
Also low on methionine and tryptophan.
It won't fuel your muscles. So we're about to come out with our optimized collagen that does, and it's complete protein. But if you want to just use collagen, that's fine. It's fantastic. But it's one of those things that needs something else for complete protein. You can't just have it alone and think, oh, I'm waking up in the morning, I'm going to put collagen in my coffee, and that's my protein. I'm going to fuel my muscles. No, your muscles will start their decline.
Yeah.
So it's good to know that and just add that little bit of extra protein. Okay, so what
so
have we
got?
So if
it's just collagen by itself, I just see it as like a supplement that's good for the hair, skin, the nails, the gut. But I don't see it as a muscle protein.
No.
Yeah.
So 2 whole eggs, like Serene said, it's not enough. It's only 14 grams of protein and it doesn't have enough lutein. What do? Add some essential, or add some egg whites, or add some lean chicken sausage. Just do some more. So a cup of Greek yogurt. We all think that's great protein, right? It's not as high as cottage cheese. It doesn't have enough lutein. It's shy of 2 grams. Did you know that, Serene?
Wow. Yeah.
Add a little bit more. It's almost there, guys. Yeah. So we're just picking on it. 1 cup of kefir. Kefir is brilliant. It needs a little bit more. Shy of that 2 grams, okay? So if you've got 2 cups, okay, great. You're there. But some people can't take in 2 cups.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're only going to do 3 to 4 ounces.
But like we said before, essential matches kefir.
I know. So but good. A lot of people can't get it. We're still not at the point
where
we
keep it in
supply.
Just add 1 tablespoon of whey, and the sour of the kefir will help that whey if anyone has trouble with whey stalling their weight loss.
Yeah.
The sour of the kefir will actually usher it into the muscle cells. So you can oftentimes do whey better with kefir.
You can. 3 to 4 ounces of tofu, which is what honestly most people eat, rather than 5 ounces, not quite enough. So add that little bit more of a protein powder that has some lutein in it. Okay, so 1 cup of cooked lentils, even if they're sprouted, still not enough lutein. You need just a little chicken breast in there, like 2 ounces will give you enough to where you go over the top. Now you're over 2 grams. Or one of the protein powders. Is this making sense to you, Danny?
It is making sense. And if anyone, oh, be nice. If
anyone.
You were going to talk about
if
Mexicans
anyone is
again.
Like, oh, this is just too much to think about. Oh, this is just, you know, I just want to sit down and all I'm about is clean Whole Foods. You know, this is just too, the girls have gone cray cray. Yeah. Well, sure. We're just going to keep our muscles and we'll be the cray cray ones. When we're 95, we will, won't be, you know, hopefully.
Well, you're saying if you wanted to put it in a nicer way is when you get to a certain stage, you have to contend. You don't want to contend. You go down a certain route.
Yeah, but that's fine. You don't have to contend.
No, you don't have to.
You don't. You can just eat your clean Whole Foods and not contend. But if you want to be vibrant into your 90s, if you want to be where you can carry your own groceries in and still like put your grandchildren up into the air and play fun little games like that, you're going to have to contend. You're going to have to, and this is not really
this
that hard.
Hard.
It becomes like breathing, like just so simple in the
yeah,
end.
Once you start to kind of get these things in your head, honestly, it takes a while at first, but then it's like breathing in, breathing out. You know, okay, I'm going to have beans. Well, I'm either going to do a little essential on the side or a little chicken breast if I'm nerdy enough.
And it's so easy to travel too with a few of these little powders.
Or
in your
occasionally you
pure,
can say, you
not
know
in
what?
Home a lot.
The heck to it. I'm just going to do lentil soup alone. And I do that sometimes. I'm like, I have 20 grams of beautiful plant protein here. Occasionally, I'm not going to shame myself. I can do this.
I'll even do that. I do it with my bread. Sometimes the bread comes fresh out of the oven and I'll just hoe in. And before I know it, I'm too full to put one more thing in my mouth. And there was
you know,
no protein.
With travel, I always envisioned this. It's like a stacked, divided thing of shelves with a screw-on lid for each tier. And in each one is like different Trim Healthy Mama powders that you label. And then you got your protein, you got your Baobab, you know, whatever your like five faves are.
Yeah.
And maybe y'all should sell something like this and then grant me a handsome commission, but you just undo or you pop the top, something. And then you pour the whole thing, but only the powder you've opened.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what happens when we try things like that, Danny.
It
folds
royally. No one
buys
it.
Anytime I try to sell anything that's not a food, we
bomb. Remember that podcast of the worst selling Trim Healthy products?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about like the zucchini noodle thing and the like the thingy bobby that goes in the car.
We still have like 50,000 recipe boxes.
Black quart jar holders that go in your car.
Hey, we ought to send them out for Christmas as prank gifts.
They're rusting
to our fan.
This is the easy thing. You go get the sandwich zippies.
Yeah.
Fill them, and then you take these retractable little are these little things? Filters, the little cone things. What are they called? Funnels. They're retractable, and they're little. You can even have them on a keychain. They retract to nothing.
Yeah.
Then they fit perfectly in a water bottle that you can get on the plane, you can get in the airport, you can get wherever. And it's just you don't get powders everywhere. You just pour from your zippy. Inside your zippy, you've got a little tablespoon. If it's a half tablespoon, you need just half. You don't need all the different measuring amounts. So zippies, a plastic tablespoon you don't care about, you know, losing, and then this little funnel that retracts. And
if you want to be a full geek. Now, so we said, so what do we got? One cup lentils, sprouted lentils, beans, and sprouted beans. They're all giving you some lovely protein, but not quite enough lutein, so you want a little bit more. Now, here are some carb sources that have pretty much no protein and pretty much no lutein.
This
what are
is
they?
Exciting.
What are they? Fruit.
Yes.
Brilliant. You still eat fruit, but it's not muscle fueling.
See?
Nothing.
See? You
grains.
Take showers still?
Grains has a little bit. Some like whole wheat might have a couple of grams of protein. It's not doing it. Veggies.
Yeah.
Great. Potatoes. Great, but nothing to do with your protein. You need a full serving of protein with enough lutein if you're going to eat those.
Mm-hmm.
So what we see here is we've got some things that provide all of it. Some things that provide some of it and some things that provide zero.
Since we've been nerding out, we've got to talk about tuna because a pack.
Yeah.
One of those little packs.
Yeah.
A typical pack.
Some have jalapeno, right?
I always
carry
a tuna in my bag.
I know the packs.
Because
my wife's a big fan.
You never know where you're going to get stuck. But,
tear them open and eat.
But these things here, like they have the full amount, if not more. Like a safe catch. Where we are?
Well,
the
you're
protein,
in a can.
26 grams. Perfect. Yeah. 26 grams. But the cans always have enough lutein. But
the pouches of Safe Catch have 24. You're pretty much covered.
You got enough lutein?
Yeah, you
it?
Do. I checked it out.
Okay.
But typical tuna ones, the little, what are they called? What's the typical tuna packet called? It's called Starkist.
Oh, Starkist.
Something.
Yeah.
They only have 16 grams because you've got a small amount in there.
Because it's a smaller can.
16
or they just
grams,
have less tuna in there.
It's just less. I don't know what the heck
you're
it is.
You're talking about the full can?
No, I'm talking about the pouch.
The little pouch.
Cans have enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those pouches only have 16 grams, people. You need 25 grams to keep your muscles.
I love traveling with these because this is the pop lid.
Yeah. The pouch, I find a little fussy to get it all out.
Yeah.
I ain't sick of my finger in there. Then you got tuna finger. You ever had tuna finger?
Yeah. But tuna is one. Yeah.
Where you get it out of the pouch.
Open in front of people.
Tuna's like, don't open tuna on a plane, people.
And then you bristle your wife's brow.
Hard-boiled eggs. Zippies of hard-boiled eggs. Bad.
Never sit next to Serene on a plane. She will be doing it.
You'll do little micro
burps. Hey, I'm nerding out of my muscle on a plane. Listen, like, it could worry about people or worry about building up.
You know what I
muscle.
Like to do on a plane? If it's a little bright for me from the passenger up front with their window open, I take my bare foot and I close their window. You ever done that?
Oh, what? Do you make friends and influence people like that, Danny?
I saw a meme where this person was like looking out their window and this bare foot came and closed it. It was the best. It was probably their friend behind them. Who knows? But it was such a good old classic.
So we're 10 minutes over what Leslie wanted us to do.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, Les.
Could I summarize?
Bring me a
hat. Could I summarize?
Yeah, I'm going to shut up and let you summarize with your own.
Let Mr. Barrett talk, and let's let her
space
close.
Around
let's
it.
Be totally silent while she summarizes, closes the podcast.
I'm going to imagine I'm praying.
And we submit.
Or I'm meditating.
I'm going to listen deeply.
Plant protein sources are so needed in our diets. But let's not think they can provide full muscle synthesis that we need over the age of 30. No. And even up to that time, we need to bring some animal in, of course. And let that be a large, at least over 50% of our protein. Okay. But when we do plant, let's know what it's doing for us. Some plants provide zero protein and zero lutein. Others provide some. Some on paper provide all. Whether you believe that or not, it's up to you. The ones that don't provide any or provide some, all we do, people, is we add a little bit more in either animal form or protein powder form. The end. Yeah.